So let's experience a now moment as we go inside. And then, again, you know, there might be some churning of the ocean. Let it churn and just know that there's calm deep, deep within you, and bring your attention to that calm. Whether it's a calmness in the body that you can sense while the mind is being a monkey. Or it's you're focusing on, maybe you'll have an image or another thought that is a good thought. Grab onto that. This is the practice that will help you to understand what you're doing every day with your thoughts. Meditation shouldn't stop after the practice is done. It's a constant awareness of what you're doing as you move through the day. So close your eyes. Put your attention into the base of your spine, the tailbone area is the location in the subtle body. The subtle body corresponds with the physical body that will root you. It's called the Muladhara Chakra, or energy center that gives you that grounded feeling, that sense of stability within yourself. So you can bring in that attentional awareness, ground yourself, root yourself into your connection to your higher self, your divine self, God consciousness. That ability to cultivate a tremendous amount of energy that will dissolve away or blast away or destroy any negativity that is preventing you or your energy within you from being more stable, contained, unwavering. Now visualize a reddish orangish light that appears in the Muladhara, or the root chakra, the base of the spine. This is the subtle body that corresponds with the body parts, the base of the spine. Imagine this reddish-orange light swirling around, activating this center through its presence, through your own attentional energy. You imagine this reddish-orange light swirling around now through the legs, down to the feet and the toes, and back up again. It's swirling around as it's making its way through the lower body chakra. It's giving that sense of groundedness within your spiritual self. And then it also dissolves away any congested energies in the form of pain or tension. You can start even to feel the release in the body, might feel a little lighter, might feel some heat or something like a purification energy, releasing aches in the body, the legs, the lower pelvic region. Take your time to feel that. as we call on Ganesha, the archetype that removes congested energies, obstacles. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, as you feel this energy moving through your lower chakra and then down the legs into the feet and back around up, continuously flowing with this reddish-orangish light, you will feel lighter, may feel some releases at the level of the body, the mind, and at the soul, although you may not be able to understand it, can be released. Now visualize a beam of light or a very thin tube of light that's moving up through the spine in the subtle body that corresponds to your own spine or backbone in the physical body. It's piercing the energy centers on the way up, the ones we'll pay attention to are the navel, the heart, the throat, and the third eye. And then piercing the skull and going into the space. This thin tube of light is your antenna, or a connection to your higher self, God self, divine beings, who may appear to you. Because any time we go into a state of meditation, whether we know it or not, divine beings are surrounding us, angels, if you will, guides, saints, sages, siddhas, depending on your experience on your spiritual path, either in previous lifetimes or in this lifetime. Those divine beings, teachers, Dr. Pillai, will be there surrounding you, supporting your release of any negativity, and then empowering you to connect more and more with your divinity. Feel that empowerment, knowing you're surrounded within and around you, above and below, front and back, side to side. Feel it. Now imagine this thin tube of light becoming like a lightning rod. It's so powerful. Or a ray of sunlight. It's so strong to purify, burn away, enlighten you from within. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll activate all the chakras, ah. move in to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Ma. Move into the third eye. Move back down to the base of the spine. Nam. Move into the navel center, the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center. In the middle of the chest. She. Move into the throat and the mouth area. Va. Move into the two eyes. Feel the two eyes. And the brain. The two sides of the brain. Ya. Now move into the right eye. Imagine a laser beam entering the right eye. It pierces the right eye, cleans it, as it's cleaning it up. The light moves in to the opposite side of the brain, which is the left brain. So from the right eye to the left brain, imagine this light entering, cleaning up the consciousness in the left brain, enlightening the left brain from front to back, side to side, in the middle of that left brain. Feel it, sense it, experience it, see it. Then imagine a light beam entering the left eye. Feel the left eye. Imagine it getting cleansed with this light. And then the light beam goes across, moves into the right brain, filling it with this light that cleanses from front to back. Scan your right brain with this beam of light. The sides of your right brain, and then the middle of your right brain, the top, the bottom. So both the eyes and the right and left brain are receiving a constant stream or flow of light that is cleansing and also empowering the eyes and the brains. Now imagine a beam of light entering the spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead. It pierces it. You might feel pressure, you might feel some heat, you might feel some dissolving energy, some blissful energy coming in, can be intense energy coming in. Whatever it is for you, receive. Be open to receive this light in your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. This light is coming from Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. Imagine him being there in his subtle body form or his physical form. And this beam of light is entering your third eye from his third eye. It's empowering you more and more, activating the third eye that corresponds with the pituitary gland at this point of entry. Receive it. And then as the third eye and pituitary get activated, the light continues on and enters into the midbrain area, so the middle of your brain. Feel it. Allow the light to go there and activate the pineal gland that is just around the midbrain area. You don't have to know specifically. Just allow the light to do the work for you. It's more intelligent. It will know where to go. You just can put your attention to it. Receive, receive, receive the light. And feel the whole brain lit up. With this empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. And deep within the brain. Even piercing into the back of the brain, the occipital lobe. If you can imagine or feel it entering into the back of your brain, allow it. Guru Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Now feel this light pouring from your brain into your heart center. It's consistently being activated through the beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, lighting up your brain, the midbrain, and then flowing down into your heart center, in the middle of your chest. Not just in the front of your chest, deep into the middle. Allow this continuous light to flow. And receive the grace and blessings of Guru, the dispeller of darkness, who releases the negativity without you having to think about it too much. Allow it to be released however way it needs to be released. In the heart center, in the brain. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Keep receiving the light. Feel the brain getting empowered. Pouring down into the heart center. Energizing the heart center, expanding it. Releasing all congested energies along the way and in the heart center. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now allow whatever image of any divine being or guide or saint or teacher or spiritual support person for you to reveal. Reveal whatever needs to be revealed to you that you can give to them. To empower, if you want this manifestation to happen in a divine way, and also to release any deep-seated pain or suffering without you having to do too much. You just leave it there. Detach. 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 Let go. Leave it there. It might be many divine beings. Now, visualize the sun in your heart center. Its beauty, its radiance, its warmth, its glow. Filling the heart center. Lighting you up from the heart. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Dio Yona Prachodaya. Feel the beams of sunlight warming the heart. Expanding the heart. To go beyond the body. The rays are being released all around. Such that the whole body is lit up with the sun, the sun's radiation, and then goes beyond. Body Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodaya. Feel the peace at the heart center. The mind is calm. The body is relaxed. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deho Yona Prachodaya. Feel the comfort of the sun. The sun's intelligence, its warmth, its ability to give life, to dispel darkness, to protect, to grow within you and express at the level of the soul. What it is that you want to manifest. Moving forward. Om is the sound for the soul. Feel your soul. Om. Om is the sound of God. Within and around you, everywhere. Om. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to your body, peace to your mind, peace to your soul, peace to your surroundings as you slowly, slowly come back to yourself, to the room you're in, the place you're in. Make a prayer of gratitude to all the divine support that was energizing you to experience peace, peace, peace. Slowly, slowly come back in the meditation. Just let it go.